And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and also going over to our friends on Free FM 89.0. And welcome to the show. It's a nice sort of day out there today here in beautiful Whangaroa. And on the show today, what have we got coming up? Typical, I suppose, over the fence fashion. One of the guests couldn't come in today, and I'm a little disorganised otherwise. So, but we will probably have a look at some primary sector headlines, have a look at some weather, gardening to-dos, and then go through some public service announcements, things like that. And then later on, I think we're going to have a little chat about kind of mental health resources that can help you kind of look after yourself and stuff like that. Because, you know, there's a bit of stuff going on around the motu. So we'll start the show anyways with the song here, which goes out to me old mate Stoddy, down in Porongaho. And I've got another request coming up for you as well a bit later on, Stoddy. But anyway, here goes Bill Withers with Grandma's Hands.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand. The local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands. Grandma's hand. Used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core. But I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand.
All right, folks, here we are. That was Bill Withers there with Grandma's Hands. And now I'm going to play for you Toots and the Maytals, Time Tough.
Find a dollar.
Here we are. There was Toots and the Maytals with their song Time Tough. And I'm going to probably bring you some public service announcements pretty shortly. I'm just trying to organise things in that kind of fashion. But anyway, in the meantime, while I get more stuff organised, here goes David Cougar and the Heavy Eights with their song A Diamond Mine, which goes out to Shame Jones.
Thank you.
And there we are, folks. That was The Beautiful Diamond Mine by David Coogle and the Heavy Eights, going out to you, Shane Jones. And I'm going to do a bit of a What's On guide now. What's going on around beautiful Whangarei? And today, what can you expect? Well, there is Musicians Night at the Yard, and there's a pizza special at the Harbourview Hotel. And but the main things I really want to bring you are right now at the Old School Arts Centre is the Toitū Te Tiriti exhibition that was put together by the fabulous Lisa Thompson and Michelle Levy here in the town hall. Actually, it was on Waitangi Day, and they've got a smaller version of it happening down at the Old School Arts Centre today. And I think it's every day from 10 till 2 for about 3 weeks or something like that. And there's lots of school groups and things like that coming through. So, if you're involved with schools, bring them down, have a look around. And I've got, lots of interesting stuff in there, bit of history and, thing you can sign, actually, like a treaty thing you can sign. And, just lots of interesting information about the Te Tiriti o Waitangi and stuff around that. So, definitely check that out if you missed the one here on Waitangi Day. And that's every day from 10 till 2, I think, for the next 3 weeks or so at the Old School Arts Centre. So, definitely get down there and check that out, when you can. And also want to talk about the Science Night tomorrow night. Put on by the excellent people next door at the Whangarei Environment Centre, and it is, if I can find it, around, getting a bit lost on the computer here, folks. It's Science Light at the Harbourview Hotel. I think it starts at 6 o'clock, and where did I see that? Forest restoration is the topic for this one. This is the first one of the year, and the presentation is going to be done by Jeff Reed and Peter Russell. Jeff Reed's a change agent and restoration consultation with a focus on urgent action related to climate, biodiversity, collapse, forest restoration, human health, animal welfare, and the loss of resilience. He's got over a decade experience working on and spearheading campaigns that have mobilised public opinion, influencing policy, and place pressure on private and public sector to respect our environment. And so that'll be interesting. And Pete Russell helps people address environmental weeds in a strategically wise manner. That's well worded. He's worked on a variety of conservation fields, but is now mainly focused on native forest restoration. So that's happening from 7 o'clock, not 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at the Harbourview Hotel. And I'm not sure if it'll be the front bar or the back bar. Probably, I think they've been doing it in the front bar mostly kind of lately. And also tomorrow night is the Aotearoa Surf Film Festival, which is happening up at Soulscape. So that'll be interesting if you like that sort of thing. And something else I was going to talk about. What was that one? I think. Oh, yeah, there's a concert also tomorrow. Where did I see that one? Aaron was just talking to me about it. If I can find it. It's called To The Front. And it's also going to be in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, as well, for all you Free FM listeners. And To The Front program in Kirikiriroa is going to be held at WinTech over there from the 15th to the 19th of July. It's a gender-inclusive music development program encouraging a young wahine, trans, intersex, taka, tapui, and gender-diverse youth to embrace their creativity in a safe space. And it's going to be out here Thursday night, like I say, from 6 o'clock at the Yard as well, and then in Kirikiriroa from the 15th to the 19th, which is this weekend. So there's a few things I want to bring you. And, of course, the wonderful people next door at the Whangarei Environment Centre, the lovely Katie's in there doing a thing. So the Tool Library is open, and the Aroha seed stand is out the front, as always, so you can wander in, the now nationally famous seed stand, as they had an article in them on RNZ a couple of weeks ago. Go in there, grab your seeds, seasonal seeds, and start growing your veggies and things like that, folks. So there's a few. I've probably missed out a couple of things, but I might come back to it later, but I also may not. And now I'm going to play for you a song by The Staves called Tired and Stuck.
as fuck. Oh, I'm tired as fuck. Dry my eyes on the back of my sleeve and do my coat up. Oh, I'm tired and stuck. Oh, I'm tired as fuck. Put down the phone, put on my gloves and wish me luck. Wish me luck. Bed and broken door, and I'm keeping to myself. Oh, I'm tired as hell. Oh, I'm tired as hell. Put down the phone, put on my shoes, and wish me well. Wish me well.
Folks, here we are. That was the Staves there with Tired and Stuck. I hope you enjoyed that one. And I'm going to play for you now another song. We'll all come back with some weather after this one. This one's going to be a request for Mike up at the community house there, the Psychedelic Furs with Dumb Waiters.
I just pray.
All right, folks, here we are. That was the Psychedelic Furs there with Dumb Waiters. And we're going to do some weather now here on the Over the Fence show. And cold fronts will move up Aotearoa over tomorrow and Friday, bringing a cooler weekend with South Island frosts through the interior and high country, and a dusting of snow even on the ranges. But it's all ahead of the next enormous high pressure zone, which will cross the South Island next week. Placements of this high encourages southeasters into the North Island next week, which will spread over to eastern Australia, bringing showers. There's also a cyclone risk brewing in WA, Western Australia, that is. And what else can I bring you about the week coming up? Yes, autumn energy is affecting Aotearoa, with the autumn weather pattern becoming more energetic, with cold weather today for some regions, followed by another cold front this Friday, Saturday. Thursday will be briefly milder for many, as northerlies and westerlies move in ahead of the cold front, and then high pressure is centred on the western side out in the Tassie of Aotearoa, kind of towards Tasmania, which is a classic El Nino, it adds here. There's going to be a few patches and drizzle kind of here and there, and the winds are kind of coming up the country. So, yeah, it's a kind of a little sort of messy, I suppose you'd say, the forecast. But having said all that, it's actually reasonably sort of consistent temperatures for the next week. It's going to be somewhere between 18 and 22 degrees by day, and sort of between, it gets a bit cooler, like down to 11 degrees next Tuesday. Otherwise, it's going to be somewhere like between 12 and 16 degrees at night. And it's going to be cloudy today, and then a few showers tomorrow. Expecting a bit of rain Friday. What have we got there? 10 mils coming in, they're kind of saying. So, not heaps, but some. Sunny day Saturday, but cloudy Sunday and Monday, and then sunny again Tuesday, Wednesday. So, the winds are pretty predominantly from the same sort of quarter. So, it's a west-south westerlies today, south-westerlies tomorrow, westerlies Friday, south-south westerlies Saturday, south-westerlies Sunday and Monday, and south-westerlies Tuesday. So that's kind of that. The humidity today is 82%, which is unusual. It doesn't feel kind of, it's warm, but I mean, yeah, all right. And the sun rose this morning at 17 past 7 and will set at 7:44 this evening. The length of visible light is 13 hours and 19 minutes, and the actual day length is 12 hours and 26 minutes. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 20 seconds, 27 seconds shorter than it is today. And the beautiful moon is a waxing crescent, 17% illuminated. We just had the new moon, very powerful new moon too, I'm led to believe, a couple of days ago. And that will rise, or did rise, at 10:17 this morning. Will set at 9:14 this evening. So there's a bit of weather for you. And I'll come back with a bit of gardening to-dos after this one, called Things Have Changed by Curtis Stigers. And this one goes out to you, Story. Hope you're having a great day down there in Porongo.
A worried man with a worried mind. No one in front of me and nothing behind. There's a woman on my lap. She's drinking champagne. Got white skin. Assassin's eyes. I'm looking up into the sapphire tinted skies. I'm well dressed, waiting on the last train. Standing on the gallows with my head in a noose. In a minute now, I'm expecting all hell to break loose. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. This place ain't doing me any good. I'm in the wrong town, I should be in Hollywood. Just for a second there, I thought I saw something move. Take dancing lessons to the jitterbug rag. Ain't no shortcuts, gonna dress in drag. Only a fool in here would think he's got anything to prove. Lot of water under the bridge, lot of other stuff too. get up, gentlemen. I'm only passing through. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. Miles of bad road. If the Bible is right, the world will explode. Been trying to get as far away from myself as I can. Some things are too hot to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You can't win with a losing hand. I feel like falling in love with the first woman I meet. Put her in a wheelbarrow and wheel her down the street. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. Someone and not even know it. The next 60 seconds could be like an eternity. I'm gonna get low down, I'm gonna fly high. All the truth in the world adds up to one big lie. I'm in love with a woman who don't even appeal to me. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, all the things have changed. Yeah, I used to care, but things have changed.
Right, back to the other was Curtis Steiger's there with Things Have Changed, Bob Dylan cover, of course, but a very good one, I thought. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that out there, especially you, Stoddy, down in Prong Ho. And we're going to do some gardening to-dos now here on the Over the Fence show, and today being the 13th already, believe it or not, folks, we're halfway through March, and during this, the new moon phase, good time to plant leafy green crops like spinach, chards and kales, and from Sunday when the first quarter phase begins, good time to pot up strawberry runners to make new plants, and plant your first broad beans already, also a plant your sweet peas as well for a bit of splash of colour around the garden and things like that. What else can you plant here in the Waikato area? Well, amaranth, a beetroot, a broad beans, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, burdock, cabbage, carrot, cauliflower, chives, collards, dill, endive, Florence fennel, kale, kohlrabi, leeks, lettuce, mizuno, mustard greens, oregano, bok choy, parsley, radish, rocket, rutabaga, salsify, shallots, silver beet spinach, and turnips. And there's going to be a couple of double ups in here, but we'll rip through it anyway, folks. At least some apricots, beetroot, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, calendula, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chrysanthemum, coriander, cyclamen, daffodils, daisies, delphiniums, dianthus, feijoas, forget-me-nots, hyacinth, impatiens, kale, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, marigold, mesclun, onions, oranges, pansy, viola, parsley, poppy, radish, rhubarb, rocket, silverbeet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onion, sweet pea, and tulip. So, still plenty to keep going in the garden there, and so she's still pretty warm, warm enough, so yeah, still good growing conditions out there. I noticed a few paddocks in that, in farmland and things like that, still pretty green around the place where I've been lately, which is great. And so there's that. And now I'm going to play for you a song by Jimi Hendrix called Drifting. Folks, here we are. That was Jimi Hendrix here with the song Drifting, and I'm going to come back with some promising headlines very shortly. Firstly, I'm going to play for you a song by the Verlaines called Sad Slow Love Song.
My brain is
Here we are. That's the Verlaines there with a slow, sad love song. Now I'm going to play for you a request for station manager Aaron Moore. There's a band called the Hasselhoff Experiment with their song A Brown Paper Bag. I hope you enjoy this one. All right, folks, here we are. That was the Hasselhoff experiment there with their song Brown Paper Bag. Hope you enjoyed that one. And we're going to go through some primary sector headlines now here on the Over the Fence show. And the wine sector is predicting an increase in Aotearoa's wine exports and an expansion in the area of grapes planted. This comes in the wake of grim news across the Tassie, where millions of grape vines have been destroyed to rein in overproduction that's crushed grape prices there. Australia has 2 years' worth of production in storage. But New Zealand Wine Chief Executive Philip Gregan said he was concerned for his colleagues in Australia. He says Australia was hit by the tariffs imposed by China, which being a major export market at the time, it was a completely unexpected hit for them, and this trend towards more white wine consumption rather than red has clearly hit them as well, so they've had a double whammy. But he adds it's not the same situation in New Zealand's wine sector. He goes on to say, the trends we're seeing globally, a shift from red to white wine, generally means New Zealand's pretty well placed for the market positioning, so we're not anticipating any significant problems here in New Zealand. And the New Zealand scientists will share the secrets of horticultural export success with Vietnam to help grow its passion fruit sector. The Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh met with Prime Minister Christopher Luxon in Wellington on Monday during a visit over here. And the government announced $6.24 million for a project labelled a Vietnam Climate Smart Fruit Value Chain Project to double its exports of passion fruit. And plant and food research scientists have spent about a decade working on growing the country's dragon fruit industry there, introducing a new productive growing system which doubles the yield and improves the fruit quality, thereby returns for the growers too. And the project resulted in 3 new varieties of dragon fruit that have been bred and commercialised. So there we are. That's good on us, I guess. And South Canterbury farmers are desperate for a downpour, with a lake down there only at 10% capacity. Only 1 week's worth of water left in it. That's a dam near Fairley, which generates electricity for the national grid and supplies water to 16,000 hectares of farmland. And there's only 10%, like I said earlier, of the of its operational capacity. Opuha Water Chief Executive Bjorn Triplow said there hasn't been any decent rain since November. We've had about a week's worth of water left, and then we will start moving into natural flows, which is matching inflows into the lake and what we are discharging from the dam itself. So, yes, parts of the country obviously haven't had a lot of rain, and I'll probably finish with this one. And farmer confidence improving, but still in the gutter, they say. The latest from the Feds, Federated Farmers, that is, confidence survey shows a slight improvement since last year, where confidence reached its lowest point in the survey's 15-year history. But President R. Wayne Langford was at pains to point out the results showed more of a feeling of being less unconfident. Confidence no longer going backwards, but still in the gutter, he adds. Now, 21% of farmers expect their farm profitability to decline, compared to 70% in the last survey. And yeah, it's our farmers there pretty clearly laid out that the key concerns are high interest rates, poor commodity prices, regulation and compliance costs, and interestingly, climate change policy. Even though this new crowd, I don't even know what they're going to do, this new government, as far as that goes, probably very little. But I'll probably leave it there, folks, for the headlines. And I'm going to play you a brand new song now. Well, came out last year, actually, by Balta Space, called Newspaper Man. I hope you enjoy this one. If it plays.
Thank you.
All right, folks, here we are. That was Bale to Space there with the one just came out last year called Newspaper Man. I hope you enjoyed that. And that's quite at the end of the show today. Time actually went by pretty quick, so I do have a bunch of guests lined up over the next few weeks, folks, so stay tuned in, and you'll be able to find out who that is if you go to Over the Fence podcast on Facebook, or, you know, if you've got any feedback for the show. Good, bad, otherwise, doesn't really worry me. Over the Fence radio show at gmail.com or, yes, on Over the Fence podcast on Facebook. Or and you can look up past shows and things like that on the in the archives. And, I'll be back again next week. And have a great week out there, folks. Ka kite, take care, and, see you around.